A long time ago, in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born.
Who is Christ the Lord?
Wait a minute. What are you two doing?
What do you mean, what are we doing?
We're doing the Christmas play? You know that.
What's the matter with you? Look around, everyone is here.
Our parents are even here. Hi, Dad.
Well, you see, I've been thinking about it, and I don't know if I believe in it all or not.
What? Don't believe it? Are you kidding me?
What exactly don't you believe?
I don't know if I believe in the Christmas story.
No!
Well, when I was younger, I believed in the jolly old guy, but you know what happened there.
Oh, man. This is worse than I thought. I can't believe it. What are we gonna do?
Calm down. Take some deep breaths. It's supposed to help.
Wait, I've had an epitome.
You mean epiphany?
Whatever. We'll tell you the story of Christmas, and you can decide if you believe in it or not. But whether you believe in it or not, it's still true.
And the really good thing is that since it's true, no one can take it away from you.
All right, if you think it'll help, thanks.
Let's do it.
A while back, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, do you believe yet?
I don't know, is she supposed to be talking to me?
Mary lived in a town called Nazareth. The town is still there. You can go see it.
Oh, thanks.
Mary was promised to be married to a man named Joseph.
Lucky guy?
Quiet. One day, Mary was visited by an angel of God.
Now see, right there, an angel here on earth talking to some girl. There's no archaeological proof of that.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes, cereal.
Do you have archaeological proof of that?
No.
My point exactly. So this angel says to Mary,
"Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
Doesn't that sound like a strange introduction to you?
I imagine that's what Mary thinks. She looks really scared.
"Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and he is to be called Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob. And of his kingdom there will be no end."
"How will this be since I'm virgin?"
Ooh, I know this one. I took health class.
Shh, the angel is going to tell her.
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be the Son of God."
That is not what they told us in health class.
I told you, shh, the angel is still speaking.
"Even now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
It's amazing what they can do at those infertility clinics.
Dude. This all took place over 2,000 years ago.
Sorry, my bad. Who's this Elizabeth anyways? Did you skip a page?
Wait, Mary has one more line.
"I am the Lord's servant. May it be to you, may it be to me as you have said."
And then the angel left her. And then Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea to see her relative Elizabeth.
Hey, where's she going? Who's this Elizabeth chick?
Elizabeth was Mary's older cousin, who lived in another town. She had been married to a good man named Zachariah for many, 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 many years.
Strange, she doesn't look that old.
This is an actress. Months earlier, the angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah.
Dude, I knew you skipped a page.
The angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah, when he had come to offer the sacrifice at the temple.
What's the temple?
Like a church, but before Jesus.
Oh.
The angel said.
Hey, is that the same angel?
Yes, it is. See, back in the day, it was the same angel. So we like to try and stick as close to reality as we can here.
Oh yeah, I can see your angel here. It looks a lot like the real thing.
So the angel said to Zechariah,
"Don't be afraid, Zechariah.
Your angel here seems to say that a lot."
Actually, angels are quite imposing figures. You can look it up in various passages of the Bible where angelic appearances are recorded. Almost all of them reflect to how frightened the person seeing them became.
Are you all right?
Anyway, they ended up having to say it almost every time.
Say what?
Don't be afraid.
Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a child, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. And he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will come in the power and the spirit of Elijah, and he will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the righteous, the wisdom of the righteous, and make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years.
Wow. Did you hear what he just said? He called his wife old. He's in trouble.
Oh, he did something worse than that. He questioned an angel. Watch this.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to tell you this good news. But now you will be silent and not able to speak since you did not believe me. And this will come true at the proper time.
But,
hey, what happened to his voice?
Gone.
Laryngitis?
Power of God.
Wow.
You said it.
Well, it sure wasn't Zechariah who said it.
Sure enough, just like the angel had said, Zechariah and Elizabeth were soon expecting their first baby, despite their old age. But Zechariah still couldn't speak. It wasn't very long at all before Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth! Mary! Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. When the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of this humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Holy is his name.
Mary's visit with Elizabeth and Zechariah lasted about 3 months, and then Mary went back home to Nazareth.
Bye, Mary. I don't know.
When Elizabeth's time came, she delivered a baby boy, just like the angel had told Zechariah. When it was time to name the baby, their friends and neighbors asked them,
"What's the baby's name gonna be?"
"His name is to be John."
"But none of your relatives are named John. You have to name him after someone in your family. Zechariah, what do you think of this?" "His name is to be John."
"John."
"John."
Suddenly, Zechariah could speak again.
"Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come and has redeemed his people. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God."
Wow. All that time in silence must have given him time to think about what he would say.
And John grew up and became a great man of God, just like the angel had said. And later, he would be known as John the Baptist.
He was a Baptist, but isn't this a Mennonite church?
Let's not get into that right now.
And so, that's the end of part one. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Well, let's sing some carols, and Pastor Nick can do some church business, and then we'll have part two.
Will Mary be back?
Oh, I'm sure she will. She has a pretty big part to fill.
All right, count on me.
Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, we find Joseph, the man pledged to marry Mary, asleep in his bed. Joseph has had a hard day, because as soon as Mary got back from visiting Elizabeth, it was obvious to everyone that she was going to have a baby.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Now, Joseph was a very good man, and he wanted to be kind and generous towards Mary. But since he knew the baby wasn't his, he wasn't sure what to do next. While he was still considering his options, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Oh no, not this guy again. Didn't you have anyone else who wanted to play an angel?
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a boy, and you are to name him Jesus. He will save his people from the sins. This is to fulfill what God has said through the prophet. Look, a young girl will conceive and bear a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, smart guy, and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
By union, does she mean?
Yep, just like in health class.
Hi, Mary.
Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Here, you can read a while.
Why?
My mouth is tired. I've been talking a lot.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Oh, here it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone in the Roman world would be counted. Why on earth would somebody order something stupid like that?
Tax base.
Oh, now I get it. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth and Galilee to Judah to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting hungry. Are there going to be cookies?
Yes. There are going to be cookies? Of course there are going to be cookies. There are always cookies. There are going to be cookies, right? Just read.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Do you believe it?
I don't know, but that's a very pretty baby you have there.
Thanks, he's the son of God.
And that's the end of part two.
Time for cookies?
No! Time for a song.
Near the little town of Bethlehem, there are some shepherds living out in the fields, watching their flocks of sheep at night.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared.
Do not be afraid, for I bring you great news of good joy that will be for all people. Today, born unto you in the city of David is a Savior, the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. He will be wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on whom his favor rests.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's all go into Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened that the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, that's that. What a nice Christmas story.
Hey, hold it. What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to believe in Christmas if I don't know what happened?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Be careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
All right, I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay. We'll read it right after the first song.
Thank you.
not too far away lived King Herod. He was king of the whole area where Mary and Joseph were living.
Hey, why don't I like him?
Because you have good taste.
Who are those guys?
They are some wise men who live in the countries nearby. They have come to find baby Jesus.
Who is the one who is the king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
King Herod knew the ancient prophecies that there would be a Messiah born to the Jews. He knew that this was the king they were talking about. But he secretly didn't want there to be any king but himself. So he called all the Jewish leaders together and asked them, "Where is the Messiah to be born?"
"He is to be born in Bethlehem."
"King of the Jews, you say? Tell me more. When exactly did you see this star appear?"
So the wise men told King Herod exactly when they had seen the star appear.
"Go and find him, and when you do, tell me, so that I can worship him as well."
Wait a minute, I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We've got to do something. We've got to warn her.
There's nothing to do. Do you want to go on and hear the rest of the story?
I don't know. Yes?
Okay, then let's continue.
The wise men went on their way. And the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh.
Another route? You mean they didn't?
Thank you. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Another route? You mean they didn't go back to Herod? Mary is safe? Yes.
Well, not quite.
Well, hurry up. Keep reading. Here, let me do it. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Oh no, you're kidding me, not again.
Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt, for Herod is going to search to the boy to destroy him. Stay there until I tell you.
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod.
Yes, they made it. She's safe. The baby's safe. Even Joseph is safe. That is the greatest story ever. That is the coolest angel I've ever seen. Gabriel.
Nice. Good work.
So, is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph had got visited by an angel in a dream, and was told that Herod had died. So he, Mary, and the young child Jesus moved back from Egypt to their hometown of Nazareth. And that is a very happy ending. Jesus grew up, lived a sinless life, taught about God who was his father, and later paid the price for all the sins in the world. And now all those who believe can have eternal life.
So now the question is the same one Mary has been asking you all night.
Do you believe yet?
Do I believe yet? Yes, you know, I think I do. I really do.
You see, it really is a Christmas to believe in.
That was awesome. Time for cookies?
Right after the last song.
I do believe, you know. I think it was that angel. He was great.
Thank you for coming this morning. There was a moment from our Christmas play this year that you probably won't forget for a long time. As all the kids are wandering off in one little group, there's one little sheep that decides he's going to go his own little way. I thought that was kind of neat. And just so you know, he wound up on Grandma's lap. So the sheep is doing good. But it reminded me of that baby born in the manger, Jesus, who would later grow up and talk about the idea of lost sheep. And he said this in Matthew chapter 18. If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away and is lost from him, what's he going to do? Won't he leave the 99 others and go into the hills searching for that last one? And if he finds it, will he not rejoice over that one lost sheep than over more than the 99 that didn't wander away? In the same way, it is not my Father's will that even one of these little ones shall perish. If you're here this morning and maybe this is your first time in church in a long time, maybe you feel a little bit like that one little sheep that's kind of wandering on his own. I just want to assure you that Jesus, your shepherd, is looking for you. And maybe you've come to church a lot and you're sitting in a pew and you still feel like maybe you don't fit in. You're just not like the others, or there's something that you're pretending and you're trying to fake it until you make it, or whatever it is. And I just want to assure you this Christmas that Jesus, the shepherd, is looking for you. And so I hope that through all of the tinsel and the shepherd's wings and all of the funny little things that happen in a Christmas play, it is my hope especially that Jesus Christ will have just reached out and touched you and reminded you that he is your Emmanuel. He's God with you. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, whatever you feel about him, he's with you. I want to invite you to stand with me as we pray and we'll do our benediction. Father, thank you. Thank you at Christmas time. We remember a God who loved us so much that he sent his only son to be not just a baby in a manger, but to be the good shepherd, to be our Savior on a cross, and to be our resurrected King. Thank you for that opportunity that when we place our trust in you and we say, we believe, you forgive us and you call us your children. You find us like lost sheep. We thank you that you are the God who goes looking for the lost, because that's every one of us. And this Christmas too, Father, I pray that we would be the kind of people that look around and see if there's someone in our circle who might be just wandering a little bit. And we'd wrap them up in your love and bring them back to Jesus. We pray that you would just bless us this Christmas. Amen. Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Merry Christmas.